Passage 3. If you have a product to sell on the internet, look to India. E-commerce there has increased 400% in the past 5 years. India now has about 20 million people who buy things over the internet. Many of these customers are young people who have busy lives and knowledge of technology. Most also have good jobs that pay well. Business research companies estimate that 2/3 of India's 1.2 billion people are under the age of 35. That population group is expected to lift internet sales from $10 billion now to $70 billion by 2020. Kunar helped create a business called Snapdeal.com. He sells coupons, discount cards, and now many other products that people traditionally found only in stores. Snapdeal went online 3 years ago. Kunar hopes his sales will hit $1 billion by 2015. Rahul is pleased with the success of his company's website, plushplaza.com. His family sells gifts and things for the home. At first, he was concerned that buyers would miss being able to touch the products. But he soon finds that if products are showcased well, and the photography is good, and your integrity is good, the gap can be bridged. But selling things on the internet is not always easy. Many companies are forced to cut prices and pay shipping costs if they hope to compete. This means less profit for each product sold. Together, Indians spend $500 billion a year on retail purchases. Internet sales are responsible for only a small part of that.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What kind of people in India likes to buy things online? Question 24. What can dispel the customer's worry about the products online? Question 25. What methods do companies use to compete with each other?